Okay, everybody. Chodesh Tov. Today's daf, exciting daf in Masechet Gittin, is daf Lamed Dalet. And we got up to Gidol Bar Reali. Shada le Gidol le Davita. So this Gidol, one of these reality show guys, and he sent a get to his wife. Anyway, the shliach comes, finds his wife. His wife is in the middle of knitting this beautiful sweater, you know. And she is Ashkecha, Davayatva Venavla. And he says to her, here, I got your get. He says, listen, buddy, I'm busy. Go away. Come back tomorrow. Zil Ashta, go away now. V'talamachar. Anyway, so he goes back to Gidol Bar Reali, and he says to him, you know, your wife wouldn't accept the get. She sent me away. So he says, "Ay, Baruch Atov Ameitiv. I'm so glad she didn't accept it. I've changed my mind. I don't want to divorce her." So Abaya says, that's very true. Baruch Atov Ameitiv. But what the heck does it have to do with the get? The get is still a good get. I mean, it's like when you ask somebody, so how are you feeling? And he says, Baruch Hashem. Thank you very much. Absolutely. But how are you feeling? It was the same issue over here. You say, Baruch Atov Ameitiv. Yes, says Abaya. I'm with you 100%. Baruch Atov Ameitiv. Now, what about that get? So that means that the shliach is still able to give that get because nothing changed just because he said Baruch Atov Ameitiv. Rava says, what do you mean? Baruch Atov Ameitiv shows very clearly that the guy didn't want that get. And therefore, the shliach cannot go ahead and send the get. I don't understand. What's the machlokas over here? But my pleading. So they got, Rav and Abaye are arguing about gilui daita begita kamiflagin. The question of whether a gilui dat is sufficient to undo an official commission of giving a get. So remember, we saw before even the furthest possible reaches of this idea that we suggested, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, was that once you are serious about something, you undertake it in the presence of 10 people, so then you're going to need to undo it in exactly the same level of a serious commission. So this is not that far, but nonetheless, Abaya says, look, I mean, just to be Megala Dot, I understand, okay, so you're happy. What does that mean? It doesn't mean I hereby am avato the get, does it? I mean, look, I know it's a difficult thing to give a get. The guy may be, Baruch Hashem, it hasn't happened yet. That doesn't mean he's not ready to do it tomorrow. It's not the equivalent of an actual bitul, a beferish of bitul. So a gilui bedaita is lav milti. It doesn't mean anything. Whereas Rav Savar, gilui bedaita the get, is actually sufficient. And therefore, it's not considered to be Dvorim Shebelev, because he said it. And those Dvorim, we translate into the way that they're most reasonably understood. Omar Rav, I'll prove it to you that for sure it's considered to be a Bitul HaGet. Because Rav Sheshes, by the way, just remember, in order to get a deeper sense of this sugya, Rav Sheshes was the Man D'Omer who said before that a Bitul HaGet is a Bitul HaGet, not a Bitul HaShlichut of the Get. That was the machlokas we had earlier. Can be mubi mavatal get. It's Dafka Rav Sheshes who holds that you can actually be mavatal get. So anyway, there was once a mice like this that Rav Sheshes ashkele gitel ahu gavra bal korche. So Rav Sheshes forced a certain man to send a get against his will. We'll see later on that you can do that in the event that the halacha is that he's supposed to give the get. And this has a lot to do with the nature of Yisrael identity, as the Rambam says, that beneath everything else, it also has to do with our Mesillas Yesharim discussion last week, that there's such a thing as being attacked by the Yetzer Hara. But the Yetzer Hara is a parasite. So basically, if you administer drugs in the form of whacking the guy's rear end, and he says, okay, I give in, all right, fine. So then that's what he really wants. You know, it's what we tell the kids, you know, I'm not smacking you. So this guy was forced to give a get, and we'll see that that's considered to be his ultimate rutzen, and therefore it's called vinatan, vikata vinatan. And so after they write the get, so this Baal says to the witnesses that he had said, okay, you go, and take care of the get. So he said, Ach Yomeluku Rav Sheshes Libato Gita. Rav Sheshes sent a message that this get should be bottle. Forget about it. And because of that, Rav Sheshes needed to redo the whole thing and to force him to send a new commission to be able to create a new get, because remember, according to Rav Sheshes, the get itself is considered to be bottle. So how is that? So obviously, because since the guy made up this story about Rav Sheshes, so it was an indication, said Rava, that he really didn't want to give the get, and it cancels his beferish statement and commission, you guys write a get to my wife. So you see that I'm right? And says Abaye, I mean, come on. Like, what really is the meaning of the words, even? Rav Sheshes said that the get is canceled. How can Rav Sheshes say that the get is canceled? Is Rav Sheshes somehow the international cosmic arbiter of Gittin? And if he waves a magic wand and he says, I do hereby cancel this get, then we cancel the get. Who's going to take this? It's a ridiculous statement. So obviously what really happened was the guy had been mevatel the get, and he said, I'm a mevatel that get. So they came over to him, as we'll see in a minute, because there were a bunch of goons that were working for Rav Sheshes, because they're Bezdin. If the Bezdin forces you to do something, they have to have goons available, right? This is part of the big modern problem about getting goons that unfortunately have recently landed up in jail. But this was like, you know, a whole profession of getting goons. Used to be able to dial getting goons, 1-800-GETTING-GOONS, and a woman could hire the getting goons to get a get out of her husband, which was a disaster, really, because it would need to be up Bezdin properly and so on. Anyway, but it's serious stuff. So because of the Gittin goons that were there this time under Ravuna's authority, so he was scared to death to say, I've canceled the get, stop it. What'd you say? Rav Sheshes said we should cancel the get. That's what really happened, right? So obviously the guy himself had actually canceled the get. And those are the dafnois. The dafnois are the goons. So Haide Karmelu Hachi is Mishum the dafnoi. Okay, so Rava claims that this is considered to be basically a gilui das. Rabbi says, what kind of gilui das? This is the real thing. The guy was actually mevatel it. We're just couching it in these terms. A thought question. You'd think that in the event that the guy all along was protesting that he doesn't want to give a get, and then if he does something like this for Rava to bring a riot, that's considered to be a gilui milsa bialma by a get, insufficient. I mean, of course it's sufficient. The guy was doing everything he could do to undo it all along. I mean, so this statement is basically just reiterating the statements that were made previously. Okay. Nonetheless, Rava, look, bottom line is he actually had commissioned the writing of the get, and the only way that he canceled it, the way I understand it, is that he indicated an indication. You see from here, it's enough. It all boils down to the same issue. Yomar Abayah. So Abayah says, okay, I don't take very seriously this riot of Rava, but I could bring a riot to what I said. Because Rav Yehuda, it happened that Rav Yehuda, he forced a get out of Rav Yirmiyah. This Rav Yirmiyah was a neighbor of Gavi who lived in Bira. So he forced Rav Yirmiyah Bira'a to the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyah Bira'a to give a get. And then the son-in-law was mevatelet. So Rav Yehuda went back and he took a get again from him. The Tana Ashkele. And again, this guy is a tough character. So he was mevatel the get again, right before they were able to deliver the get. So, okay, it's all right, we'll try this again. But this time, he says to the Edim, look, you guys have got to get Apple's new noise-canceling headphones. You put on those headphones, you write the get. Now, this guy who's going to be shouting and yelling at screen, you don't hear a word, you have no idea what he's talking about, right? There you go. So you never heard the bittel. So he wasn't mevatel. And therefore, that way will be okay. Utivu karibos nechu. Now put those apples. I mean, I don't know. In those days, they used to call apples pumpkins, but you get the idea. It's basically an apple. So put those apples in your ears and write the get. And then you won't be able to hear him talking. Now, says Abaye, if you're trying to tell me that Gilui Dat is sufficient, okay, the guy is running after him. And sorry, we don't hear what you're saying. Okay. So, I mean, isn't that a pretty good Gilui Dat? It didn't work. So you see that Gilui Dat, it's hilarious, no? Gilui Dat is nothing. Rav has got the most incredible solution to this raya. So Rav says, yeah, okay. So the guy was making faces and screaming and yelling. How do I know he wasn't screaming, give her the get! Give her the get already, you bums! I can't take it anymore! So maybe that was actually what was happening. So that's not called even a Gilui Dat, because as far as he's concerned, I mean, the fact that they're running after him, says Rabbi Haidika Roit Basre, is because they're telling him, move faster, no? Ashur Havaleiya, give her that get fast. I'm going through hell over here. I want to get this over with. This poor guy is going through with it, that he had to be forced into this. Okay, so again, we don't have a raya. Okay, I'll bring you another raya. There was a guy, this we had before, we've had many times actually. This guy who said, at the time that he gave the get, he said, Ilo atina atlatin yumin. Lavigita said, if I don't come back within 30 days, this should be the get. We just had this recently again. So he did come back on the 30th day. It was still, there was time still for him to get around the world in 80 days. I don't know why they make it 30 days. It's obviously 80 days. And anyway, so he gets back, and as usual, when you get back around the world in 80 days, something at the last minute comes up, and the whole thing could be wrecked just because the train left a minute early. Yeah, but this time the ferry boat had gotten away, and he says, I'm here, he's shouting to the Edom across the river. See? Chazud atoy, chazud atoy, see, I'm back, I'm back. And remember what Shmuel said, there's no ones begitin. And this is called Lo Shma Matya. That's not called coming back. You did not come back. Coming back means you came back to town, not that you came back and missed the flight. So, therefore, Shmuel says that the get is kosher. Now, I mean, what do you mean the get is kosher? The guy is clearly saying, I'm back. I don't want the get. Forget about it. See, I'm here. So why isn't that considered to be a very clear Gilui Dat, Rava? And that would mean that the get should be according to you, should be puzzle. What do we care about whether it's the kiyum of the Tanai? That's not the issue. He's basically being mavato to get. Says Rava, excuse me, just the opposite. The guy is specifically saying to you, I know it's a good get, but I was mekayim the Tanai that was mavato. He's bedafka not being mavato to get. Isn't that true? If he wanted to be mavato to get, all he needed to do was, the get is bottle. That's all. But instead, what he does is, see, I kept to my word, but you didn't keep to your word. So where's the Gilui Dat that I'm about to get? On the contrary. So Hatam Lekiyume Tanayu Kaboy, he's only coming over there in terms of being Mekayim that condition. That's all. And he Bedavka was not Mevata the get. And he did not Mekayim the condition. That's exactly what it was that Shmuel is saying. That is not called a Kiyum because Ein Ones Begitin. All right, so far we don't have any kind of riots. So, there was another guy. Now, this is one of these schleppy kind of guys. You know, the kind who can never commit. And basically, the girls always say, yeah, forget it, this guy's a waste of time. He's been going out for 6 years already. He's never going to commit. So anyway, so he finally gives her Kiddushin. She says, what are you, crazy? I'm going to take Kiddushin for you and wait another 60 years till you get to the chuppah? You can't commit. So he says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to give you a get right now. If you accept the Kiddushin, I'm going to give you a get that if I don't take you to that chuppah in the next 30 days, then it should be a get. And you're not going to get stuck with me. This time, you're going to see me really get things done. So Ilona Sivna Atlatin Yume Lahavigita. Stop calling me a guy who can't commit. Anyway, the 30th day comes along. And they come, and the guy says, listen, I'm really working very hard at this. I mean, the caterer is a tough problem. I got a place, but it isn't quite the right place. Yeah, I need a little bit more time. So he's dining basically, well, you know, I mean, it's just a matter of a little extra time. Oh, where have I heard that story before? So, is that considered to be a problem? Sister Gemara, I said, what kind of problem? It obviously is a kosher divorce, that's for sure. I mean, Lamai Nechushal, what's your problem? Imishum Unsa. What the guy is claiming, well, it's not my fault. That has nothing to do with it. We already paskin ein ones begitin. So the fact that it's not your fault doesn't matter. Even if we believe you, even if we don't think that you're just acting as you always do, as the guy who can't commit. Yeah. There's always problems, but ein ones begitin. And if you want to tell me that by talking to the Adim and saying, but I'm trying my best and I'm almost there, maybe just another week, who knows, you know. So that means that he is basically, what is he saying? That he doesn't want the get to be given and that therefore it should be a batal get. Well, that itself is the machlokas of Ayavarava that we had before. And basically, in this case, we said that even Rava would agree. This is the way the Tosfos learned. It's really a bit of a machlokas. Even Rava would agree over here because he's not saying I want to be mevatel again. He's saying any minute now we're going to be okay, and that the Tanai is going to be mekuyam and so on and so forth. So that's the way Tosfos learns. Look, there are many other Rishonim who say that the Gemara is going to come out later that. This is one of the famous Yal Kagam cases, where we paskin like Abaye. And that's all the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is not necessarily implying that Rava would agree. It's just saying that, well, that boils down to the Machlokas Abaye V'Rava, and in this, we have the Gimel of the Yal Kagam, which is Gittin, which is the idea over here of what we're talking about, which is Gilui, Gimel, Gilui Get, Gilui Das Beget, and we paskin like Abaye, and that according to Abaye, the Gilui Das is nothing. That's the Baruch Atov Ameitiv. Okay, great. There was another case that's very much like that, where a guy says, okay, if I don't take her to the chuppah by Rosh Chodesh Adar, this is another one of these weirdos, so if I don't get to the chuppah by Rosh Chodesh Adar, it should be a get. Anyway, Rosh Chodesh Adar comes, and they say, okay, where's the wedding? Did I say Adar? Ha! I could have sworn I said Nisan. Okay, as if we were expecting anything else, right? All right, so Ana Rosh Chodesh Nisan Amri. I thought I said Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's amazing how contemporary all these things are now. So again, so the Gemara says, okay, so what's your problem? So Lamai Nechashla. What? That it's an Enes because his memory doesn't work. Doesn't matter because Enes is begitten. And if you're telling you, okay, but it's a Gilui Das, he doesn't want to get, well, we said that's a pluk to the Bayarova. And again, either the halacha is like a baya, which is a Taisus Rid, or another Rishonim, and Taisus says it's because of the fact that over here even Rava would have been made, because this is not considered to really be. Anyway, bottom line is that the Hilchata, the halacha lemaisa, is like Nachman. And not only that, this should not be taken as any kind of reference to any modern days, something about repeating Nachman again and again and again. This is what the whole thing was based on. Hilchasa k'Nachman, Hilchasa k'Nachman, and Hilchasa k'Nachmeni. Now, don't get confused. So what this was referring to were the two Piskei Halachas of Reb Nachman, who said before that Bifnei Kama Bevatlo, Bifnei Shnai. That was the first Reb Nachman's Pesach. The second Reb Nachman's Pesach is Reb Nachman said that the halacha is like Rebbe in everything. So he paskened across the board, which means that the halacha would be that if you were over on the takana of Rebbe Gamliel and you were mevatel beget, that the get would be batel. And we would not say, in kein makor bezin yofeh. And the Hilchasa is also k'Nachmeni. Nachmeni, remember, is Abaya who was raised by Rabba Bar Nachman, and therefore they called him Nachmeni. And the reason that he's called Abaya's beautiful remez is brought, Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. So Abaya was a Yatom, and he had been raised by Rabba, so that was his name. Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom is beautiful. Anyway, of course, this raises very considerable issues, right? Because, I mean, according to this, the whole chop that we had before, that we can actually work out a way to be mitaher mamzerim by being over on the takana, here we're paskening not like that. We're paskening actually that even if you were over on the takana, that we wouldn't be mavatel, we don't say im kein ma'ker ker bezin yofa. And the truth is that that is actually the way Rambam paskens, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and so on. So what is this whole jazz about the problems of being mitayer mamzerim? So this is a fascinating historical and contemporary major issue. Okay, this is called the famous Get of the Maharsham. So what happened is, in order for us to understand this, I think it's very kedai to look at, because it's mamash a wonderful, wonderful exercise in understanding the whole sugya. Take a look before at the Tosfos on Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis Omed Aleph. So if you see the Tosfos that says, right where the lines become big, so he says over there, the Ein Lahakshot, that's right on that, the end of the last small line, the Ein Lahakshot, the Mi Ika, Mi De, the Midiraita, Lo Havigit, the Mirabonin Havigita. He brings other cases, which is not revolving around the issue of the Takon of Rebbe Gamliel. And he answers that, look at the last word on the line, Adifa Mine Amrina. We find very powerful indications that something like this can be done. Bebitul shelo bebezdin, belo yediat shliach v'yishah. Demashma pshat halacha delo havi bitul. Amazing Tosfos. It's all very nice to talk about what if you were over on the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, and you went ahead and you were mevatel a get, and you didn't inform the shliach, and you didn't inform the wife. Or the wife, right? But Tosfos says, but wait a minute. We just had a machlokas in the Gemara. Bifnei kama bevato, before the takona of Rabbi Gamliel. What would have happened? It says over here that you have to be mevato to get either in front of two or in front of three, right? That was the machlokas. Rav Nachman said two. What if you weren't mevato in front of two? What's the din? Says Tosfos, the pshat in the sugya is mashma, that if you were mevatalit improperly, and you did it not in front of two people, that then it wouldn't have been a proper bitul. Now, what sense does that make? What do you mean it isn't a proper bitul? The bottom line is you were mevatalit. So how are we being makshir a get that is not really a get just because you didn't do it in front of two people? So therefore, Tosfos taines that this idea of imkein makar bezdin yofa was there way before Rabbi Gamliel. That was true as the basis of the entire sugya. For sure we know that you have to be mevatel at least in front of two people, three people. Rabbi Gamliel extended that. And he said that no, actually, even if you're mevatel in front of a bezdin, but you didn't tell the wife or you didn't tell the shliach, he's making a takana v'netikon olam, we're mafkia the kiddush. So you see, says the Maharsham, that in the event that the bitul was done, shelo bifnei shnayim, so then everybody was agreeing that we would say that the get is bottle. It was astonishing. So based on this Tosfos, the Maharsham was actually had the husband do this. And what happened over there was the case was, and it was a terrible situation over there. This was this woman. She had been left for 12 years, and then people came and they said that they saw a death certificate for her husband, and it was an official death certificate. They paskened that she was allowed to get married. She did go ahead. She did get married, and she had an only son who would now become a mamzer because they found out 12 years later. It was really awful. They found out 12 years later that there was such a death certificate, and there was another guy by the same name that the death certificate had been issued for, and the husband returned. So now the question was, this was like the only, this woman had had no children with her husband. This was the only thing she had in life, was this child. And the doctors told them, Arisham, the woman will definitely commit suicide. She's going to kill herself and the child. There's got to be something that we can do. So she was, it was a really extreme case. So the Marsham, and this became the famous Get the Marsham relied on this, basically on Makar Basdin Yafeh. The original husband went along with it. So he sent the Get like this and was Mavata the Get, not in front of anybody, which then was the old Takana. And because of that, and again, there were obviously all the obvious questions. Rabbeinu Tam says we wouldn't have made the takana if it weren't a positive takana. So he answered that by describing the case, whatever. This became one of the biggest argued gittin in history. I mean, whole books have been written about the get of the Marsham. And that is the basis of this kind of activity throughout the Deres. So, actually, Rav Ovadia Yosef said Baal Peh that if there's any other issue, like let's say maybe the one that she was sleeping with, the one that got her pregnant, was a goy and wasn't anyway, there wouldn't have been a din of real mamzeres, so that you can utilize the get to the marsham. And of course, Rav Goren obviously wrote a whole book explaining why we should use the Get of the Marsham as a Dover Pashut, which again sparked an incredible controversy. But the bottom line is that Bate Dinim all over the place use the Marsham with some additional knech, but they'll never admit it. So the proceedings are never open. They'll always talk about, we had a special Moshav of Besdin, and based on that special Moshav, that we issued a special get, which is a code word for the get of the Marsham. But it's basically, as you can see, it's fascinating, all of the different issues that were brought up throughout the Deres around this sugya. But just like a couple lines in the Gemara and a couple lines of Tosfos are so, so much part of contemporary halacha. It's just a beautiful thing to take into consideration. Anyway, so as I said, there are times where it's still used essentially to be Metayer Mamzerim. Remember that there's another thing to take into consideration, which is that once a call of Mamzerus is not Yotze, so then it isn't really a din of a Mamzer anymore. Because the Torah only talks about Mamzer Vadai, not Mamzer Safik, which we learn from a Pasuk. And because of that, they also say that, look, the long-term damage is not really long-term damage, because in the end, even Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come to be Megala Mamzerim that have been forgotten. So, okay. Anyway, getting back to our sugya.
If you really just clarify the mechanism, so by him giving the gets of how does that get it out of it
keeping a Mamzer? We talked about this yesterday at length. If he's Mevatel the get in a way that's against the Takanas Besdin, so then we say, Im kein makar besdin yofeh, and then we're mevato the get, lemafreya. We're mevato the kedushin, lemafreya, by turning his bia into biasnus, or by turning the ring that he gave for the kedushin, by turning it into a gift, remember? The same thing we said with Rabban Gamliel, we would say for the prior, ostensibly prior takana to Rabban Gamliel, that Tosfos is suggesting over here. Quite amazing. Okay, anyway, so we also paskin, like Abaye, in this halacha as well, that Gilui Das, and this is one of the famous Yal Kigams, remember, that those are the only places where the halacha is like Abaye. This is the Gimel of the Gam. Okay, now we've been talking about these takonais that are for Tikkun HaOlam. We had a lot of cases that are Tikkun HaOlam, Tikkun Mamzerim, Tikkun Agunot, Tikkun Sofrim, and so on and so forth. Here is another takana. The other takana is this. It's very common, unfortunately, in Jewish history, as the Rush points out, for people to be forced out of their country and to be persecuted and prosecuted illegally. And oftentimes you would have people changing their names. I'm sure all of you have in your family some, you know, fairly recent situation like this of a change in name that was caused because of the fact that you had to go to a different, a grandfather, great-grandfather had to go to a different place and took somebody else's passport and so on, right? And then that became the name. Now, the question is, how does that impact a get? Because, I mean, in this new place, he basically has a new name. And, I mean, that's his so-called legal name in terms of civil law. So what's the halacha in that case? So, Berishona, Hayamisha Neshmo Vishma, Shemi Ro Vishemi Ra. Now, it used to be that in the event that a guy went originally by one name, or the wife went by one name, and then because of these changes in situation, when they moved to a new place, they're now in a different city, and they now have a different name. So then, what you would do is write the get according to the name in the place where the get was written, even though it may well be that in this new location, they don't even know who that is, or vice versa, as we'll see in the Gemara. And also, they would identify the person by the city, and the question is, if he wasn't living in that city anymore. So, Hidkin Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken, Sheye Kotev Ish Ploni V'chol Shum Sheyesh Lo, Isha Plonit V'chol Shum Sheyesh La, Mipnei Tikkun Olam. So, therefore, now there's a big machlokas about what this means. Most of the Rishonim learn that it means exactly what it says, that this is a different way of a standardized get where you write Mr. So-and-so and any other name that he goes by, Mrs. So-and-so and any other name that she goes by. However, the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it does not mean that. If it meant that, it could be goring tremendous problems, because if you're always writing that in a get, and you have somebody, as we're going to see in the Gemara later on, you have somebody that doesn't have any other name that he ever went by, and you write in the get that standard language, then people will say, wait a minute, it can't be a reference to this guy because this guy never had any other name or any other nickname. This must be the get of another person by that name who does have other names, and so on. So the Rabbeinu Tam understands that this is also the Rashba and the Ramban have the same issue. And therefore, he understands that it means not write the words and any other name that he has and unquote, which is the way the Rambam paskins and the way the Bahak paskins, but rather write the actual names. So because of that, and the Rama paskins that way. So we're going to see at the end of the sugya the way in which such things are done by implication from another situation. So let's take a look at what was the history of Rabbi Gamliel's takana. Omri of Yudam Eshmuel, Sholchu Leibidei Medinat Hayam L'Rabbi Gamliel. So these people that were living overseas, they sent a shayla to Eretz Yisrael, and they said, look, oftentimes people come here running away from the Roman, or at that time, either Roman or Persian persecutions, and Greek persecutions. So B'nei Adam HaBaim Misham L'Kan. So people come from Eretz Yisrael here, and they're coming with other names. So maybe the guy used to be called Yosef, so they called him Yochanan, because Yochanan, Reb Yochanan, it says, Anamizara de Yosef Kasina, you know. So they figure, okay, we'll call him Yochanan, it'll be a remnant of his original name, or vice versa. They used to call him Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael, over here they changed it to Yosef. And anyway, what do we do? So, Heich Megarshina Shoteyem, if lots of people, if the get, oftentimes these people, they don't trust the local rabbis anyway, you know. So they always manage to get the get done in Eretz Yisrael because they've already gotten into the habit of not trusting the RCA. So because of that, when they come back with these gitim have the wrong names. So like, what exactly can be done about that? So hech begarshin nishotayim in such a way that won't cause people to claim that, no, they were not really divorced, and they'll claim that their children are mamzerim and so on. What did we do? Amad Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel made another takana. Vihitkin. Sheyehu kotvim ish ploni v'chol shum sheyesh lo. Isha plonit v'chol shum sheyesh lo. And the actual, from the diak in the Mishnah, of ear, the ear, that also they are now in a new city, that this also includes saying the name of a town and the other towns that they may have lived in. And this is Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. Om Rav Ashi, but we only do this. This Gemara is a big problem for the Rabbeinu Tam's approach, as you'll see in a moment. Om Rav Ashi, V'hudi is chazak betrei shemet. That's only if we have a chazaka that this guy has another name. So, I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is a nonsensical statement, no? I mean, obviously, we're only writing the other name according to him. We're not writing and any other name that he has. If he doesn't have another name, so how could we write the name that he doesn't have? So what in the world? A lot of discussion about how in the world does the Rabbeinu Tam learn this Gemara? Okay, so maybe the Rabbeinu Tam held that we would write that in the case where we're mesupik, whatever. A lot of discussion about this. And we really appreciate Moshe Andel's driver license smile. We'd much prefer having Moshe Andel. Anyway, so if he's able, you know, we'd appreciate that. So, yeah, that's much better. Even if we would catch you looking through the telescope, it would also be fine. All right. So, Omale Rav Abba, Rav Ashi, it's a very good point. And you should know that this is something that is like a psak from other people as well. And Rav Mori and Rav Elazar, they both said the same thing. We're only going to do this if we have a chazaka that there are other names. And we actually have a brisa that really says that. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Ashi, so if a guy has two wives, one of them lives in Yehuda, and one of them lives in the Galil. And this guy has two names, which is very convenient if you want to keep two wives. So this guy has two names. One of them is in Yehuda. One of them is in the Galil. So he goes ahead. He was Megarish, his wife in Yehuda, with his name in Yehuda. And then he was Megarish, his wife in the Galil, with his name in the Galil. That's not good. Anam Gureshet, you have to mention both names. Achi Gareshet Ishtosh B'Yehuda, B'Shmosh B'Yehuda, and note secondarily, there is the Shem de Galilimo. And then Ishtosh B'Galil, you use the Shmosh B'Galil, and you have to mention that I am known in Yehuda by such and such a name, because that's because we're assuming that they're close enough together that the word gets out that this guy has another name in Yehuda and so on. And so because of that, we insist that this would be a pagam in the get. You can't use this get because of the takana of Rabbi Gamliel. But, now here's the raya that we want to bring to Rav Ashi. But, suppose he goes to a new location. I got a girl in every port, honey, this guy's really getting around. Okay, so now he goes to a new location. And he takes now, this wife, right, with him. I don't know which one. Galil wife, Yehuda wife. Anyway, he moves to this new place. He's got this wife with him. And there, he was Megarish using only one of his names. So over there, she would be Megureshet. Now, why is that? I explained that. Didn't you just say that you must list, in Yehuda, you must list the Shem de Galil, and you must list the Shem of Yehuda? I understand. So why over here all of a sudden is it okay? So obviously, it's because if you're in Yehuda or in the Galil, where people, it's close enough, and people get to know the fact that Lamaisa, you are married somewhere else and you have a different name somewhere else. So then for sure you have to keep to the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel. But if you're in a new location where nobody ever heard of any of these names, so then B'diavad, if you don't write it, so then you're not being over on the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel and you would be Yotze, which means that Rav Ashi is correct. That if we were not machzik him in having these additional names, and that's what the situation is in this new town where the guy just moved to, we're not machzik him as having a new name. So because of that, Shema Amina, Rav Ashi is 100% on target over here. There was actually, now here's where we learn the legal phraseology of this kind of stuff, is from this Gemara. Hagi Davi Korla Miriam. So most people in town knew a woman by the name of Miriam. Now, there were a few people that used to call her Sora. This accounts for all the Sora Miriams that you know, right? It's all based on this Gemara. So there were, let's say, 20% of people knew her by the name of Sora. So the Nargoy said that in order for her to be Megureshet, you have to write Miriam B'chol Shom Sheyeshla. You write Miriam with the other names, but you don't write Sora B'chol Shom Sheyeshla, because in that case, you're referring to the secondary name. So that means we always need to mention the main name. And then we mention in the modern, instead of saying Kol Shem Sheyeshla, since we paskin like the Ramah, and as I mentioned, even the Beis Yosef brings that there are so many Rishonim who hold that you're supposed to actually write the name, and therefore he also has mala this as a problem. So because of that, it doesn't mean V'chol Shem Sheyeshla, it means that we use the Lashon of the one who is known as Sarah. Or Sarah, if you're in a place where her name was Sarah, the Miskaria Miriam. And that became the Derech of all of the Gittin. We use the word the Miskaria. That is known as.